Welcome to the show. It's Evan Bray. I started off writing down the communities that people were stopping by the booth to talk from. I stopped. I was running out of paper, but we have people from literally all corners of this province stopping by the booth to say hi, and for that, we're appreciative. We are live at the Crop Production Show. In fact, we'll be down here for the entire show today and the entire show tomorrow. So we welcome you to pop by the booth and say hi. We're located in Hall D. When you come in the main doors of Hall D, just basically stay on that first pathway that you're on, and we're on the left-hand side towards the end, right beside Borgo, their big setup here. We're right beside them, and pinched on the other side of us at the end is the John Deere demonstrations and their big setup there, their booth, so you can easily find us here at the show. And again, thanks to everybody that has stopped by. Well, there's a lot out there when it comes to investing and managing your money, and I know that at the start of a year, people like to set New Year's resolutions, and you see gyms packed with people because they're going to get themselves fit again. By late January, that sometimes dies off. But when it comes to finances, a lot of people look at the new year as a chance to renew their efforts, focus on their finances, do better when it comes to saving, and I think ultimately planning. And that's where my next guest comes in. We have had Darren Ulmer on our show before, a financial planner with Sun Life, president of White Owl Financial Solutions, with more than two decades of experience in the industry. And Darren Ulmer came down to the Crop Show to sit at the booth with me here. We look like twins. Similar sport coats, bald heads. Darren Ulmer, thanks for joining me.
It's always great to be down here at the Crop Production Show. And, I mean, we go out to Ag in Motion and a lot of that, doing a lot of work with farm families. You want to be where the farm families are and get a better understanding of the, you know, just the cost of what it takes to do this stuff nowadays.
Sure. Yeah, I mean, yeah. Financial planning is at the heart of agriculture.
Absolutely, sure. 100%.
So let's start off, if I made the, you know, kind of a joke about the gyms fill up in January, and then by February it's back to normal again. But we do see that financial planning is something that people will take a bit of a renewed interest in at the start of the year. Do you see that in your industry?
We do, because, yeah, of course, January, February, everybody, that's your main time frame where people are thinking about making their RSP contribution for the year. But, you know, the thing about saving is it's typically not how much, it's typically how long. How much time have you got in the market and being consistent with it? We'll have a lot of people that will come and say, oh, you must be really busy in February. So, well, most of our clients in February, they may be doing a top-up because they're regularly investing throughout the year.
Right.
So like the person in the gym, having somebody, you know, we're setting up a regular scheduled contribution, whether it coincides with your pay run, whether it coincides, you know, with the end of the month, things like that. But having a written plan that says that as long as we can continue to do that is what it's going to look like long term. And one of the things, you know, we're going to, in the next segment, I think we're going to talk a little bit about AI. Oftentimes, you know, if you don't want to go to the gym anymore, you just don't go pick up your shoes, you know. But in order for you to stop saving, if you're working with a financial planner, you tend to have to give me a call and say, hey, stop it. At which time I have an opportunity to talk to you about your goals, why we're doing it, what's the reason behind it. And in probably 90% of the time, we can find out a way to maybe change dates, maybe just pause it for a period of time and keep you in the market. And that's the psychological part of what we do. So, yeah, people are talking to us about what they can do, whether it's a TFSA, topping up their RSP, things like that. But it is important at this point in time. We do find at this time of the year, few more phone calls of, I need to get started. What do I need to do?
You know, it's interesting, Darren, because for the people that don't have a financial planner but are looking to find someone like,
yep,
you that do this work, it can be a daunting task because, you know, there's lots of options out there, but some, you know, fit better with you, mm-hmm, perhaps. So what do you say to people who are maybe in the market for finding someone they can sit down and talk to about their finances?
Our team is 10 different people, of which six are in advisory roles. We have somebody that's 25, 35, 45, 55, 60.
Covering the generations.
We're covering the generations. Yeah. And why that becomes important is that when you're looking for somebody, you want to work, first of all, you want to work with somebody that's accredited. You want to make sure that they've got their designations and that this is their full-time occupation and that they're dedicated to their craft. Number two, you probably want somebody that's within about 10 years of your age, simply because they're going to relate to you a little bit better. And you want somebody that, you know, at the end of the day, Evan, it just comes down to trust. We live in Saskatchewan. We're all one degree apart from everybody.
Right.
You want somebody that you can trust, that's prepared to meet with you, and that you get along with. And I'll tell my clients often, you know what, I'm not here to be your convincer. I'm here to be your advisor. And I'm not always going to be the most popular person in the room.
Why do you say that, Darren? Because you're going to tell them things that...
I'm going to be the most honest person
okay.
in the room.
Okay.
Because some of the things I'm going to tell you are not going to be your favorite.
Right.
But my job, the way I see it, is I'm here to give you the advice of what you need to get you where you're going. Whether or not you choose to take it, that's entirely up to you. But we're going to work together, hand in hand, side by side, get together with a written financial plan. And we're going to review it on an annual basis, and we're going to make changes as your life changes, because nobody promises you tomorrow. I have yet to see a calendar with tomorrow on it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so it's all about somebody you trust, somebody you're comfortable with, somebody that's going to be there through thick and thin, and that's going to have a written plan that you can review on a regular basis.
And it's very individual. Like, I even think about people that I know that have decided to step into retirement. Some choose to do it and don't have plans to do any travel. Others want retirement to be the point in their life when they start exploring the world or build a cabin or whatever. So it's very individual when you're thinking about those long-term financial goals.
Well, and I said we're going to talk a little bit about AI if we have some time here. And I did a little experiment over the last few weeks, and I said, I'm a 55-year-old man living in Saskatchewan, Canada, and how much money do I need to retire?
You put Went that to, into like...
It just, it's a chat GPT.
Okay, yeah.
And there's a couple other ones that I use, and I did it over 5 different days. And guess how many answers I got? A different answer every single day. You know, so it is individual to you. We get that question all the time. How much do I need? Well, it says, you put it perfectly. What are you going to do?
Mm-hmm.
Number one, what are you going to do? And number two, where are you going to live?
Right.
Right? You know, we've done some work with some C-suite executives with one of the companies here in town. Their retirement is to sell what they have here and move into a one-bedroom apartment condo in downtown Vancouver and want to be able to buy it outright and then have enough to travel and stuff. That's a different conversation than the person that's moving back to Abernathy.
Right.
And has decided that all they want to do is have their home in Abernathy, the cabin at Kenosi, mm-hmm. or Katepwa.
Right.
And I want the grandkids to come over and we're going to look after them, right? That's a different lifestyle and it's a different need.
Right.
So you want somebody that understands those needs, that can write it down and give you a written plan.
Right. I should mention this. Anytime we have Darren Ulmer here, I'm always happy to take your text if you have a question, 1-877-332-8255. So if you have a question, happy to hear what your question is. So you can shoot us a text and we will get it on for you here as well. One of the questions that just came in, and I think you and I have talked about this so many times, is this notion of drawing your CPP at 60 while continuing to work.
The last time I checked, my birth certificate doesn't have an expiry date on it. So it's really hard to make that decision.
Right.
If you, for every year that you delay taking your CPP, the benefit is going to go up by 6% plus a cost of living adjustment. If you multiply that by 5 years, what would normally be a $1,000 benefit is going to be a $1,500 to $2,000 benefit and indexed to inflation and will never run out. So it depends. If your father passed away when he was 64, if your grandfather passed away when he was 62, and you have been a smoker all of your life and you're a little bit short for your weight, it might not be a bad idea. At the end of the day, It's about having the information to make the decision. One of the things that we do is we provide you with an analysis that says, if we take it at 60, this is what your retirement looks like. If we take it at 65, this is what it looks like. If we defer it to age 70, this is what it looks like. And the answer is different for single people compared to married people. So it depends. But one of the other factors is, are you going to continue to work for a few years? Are you going to pick up some part-time work? Because if you're collecting it and you're working, you're still going to have to pay back into it. So it depends. I find in most of the financial plans we do now, we're actually talking about taking it at 70, knowing that it's never going to run out. It's going to be there forever, and it's indexed to inflation. Can you guarantee that your money's going to be there till 100?
Right. Okay, we're going to take our break. I've got a couple more texts, and we've got lots to talk about yet with Darren Ulmer. Darren, a financial planner with Sun Life, president of White Owl Financial Solutions. We'll talk a bit about AI. We'll talk about this notion of how much do you need to retire. And we'll talk about finance and agriculture, being as we are live here at the Crop Production Show. We'll take our break. We'll be right back here on 650 CKOM and 980 CJME.
We're on the Chattahoochee. It gets hotter than a hoochie-coochie. We laid rubber on the Georgia asphalt. We got a little crazy, but we never got
caught. Welcome back to the show, Evan Bray, and joined by Darren Ulmer today. Darren, of course, been on our show many times. Financial planner with Sun Life, the president of White Owl Financial. And by the way, you want to look him up online, White Owl Financial, you can find them at wegiveahoot.com.
When it comes to your family farm, and your family business, we give a hoot.
I like that. Okay, I want to jump back on the text line. There's a couple more texts that have come in. So I'm going to read both of these texts together. One's from Dean and Estevan. He was asking the question between difference between RRSP, TFSA, and FHSA. Then Sheldon with a text that said, when I retire and start drawing my pension, CPP and other savings, are the income tax rates the same as when working?
We're going to roll it into the same question. When you buy an RRSP, the money goes in. You get a tax break based on your income and tax bracket while you're working.
Right.
When you put money into a tax-free savings account, you don't get a tax break. But as the money grows, when you go to take it out, and you're in, there's never a tax on it. Okay. FHSA is a first-time home buyer savings account. Completely different conversation, so I'm just going to leave that one aside for a minute. If you're saving for your first-time home buyer, yes, you have an FHSA. That's where it should be. But to Sheldon's question about tax brackets, that's why it's important. If during your working years you're in a very high tax bracket, you're making 100 grand a year plus, and when you retire you think you're going to have a nice retirement earning closer to 60 grand a year, well, you're taking the money out in a lower tax bracket. So I got a tax break at a high tax bracket, I got it sheltered, it grew for me, and now when I take it out, I pay less tax on it because it's in a lower tax bracket. So when you retire, the tax bracket you're going to be in is based on you choosing, with the exception that when you turn 71, the government is going to force you to start taking money out of all of your pensions and everything. So sometimes at that point, all of those forced savings that are the forced amounts are going to take out when you add in your CPP and your savings. So as an example, if you had a good job throughout your life and you're retiring at 65 and you've got $1 million in savings in RSPs and stuff, well, they're going to force you to take 50 to 60 grand out of that RSP, add in another $30,000 or $40,000 from CPP and other savings. Guess what? No OAS. So that's all determined by sitting down with a financial planner you trust, and you have a written plan so that we can help you mitigate how much tax you pay and when you want to pay it.
It really is strategy. Oh,
it's all strategy, right? That's right.
And it's strategy based, and I've heard you say this many times, on who you are and what your plan is and what you want to accomplish.
Exactly.
So it's getting to know your clients for sure. Darren Ulmer is my guest. Thanks to people that are texting in. We talked a little bit about AI. I recently had a lawyer on the show saying AI is a risky place to get your legal advice, but AI might be a way in which to get your knowledge up to a level that when you go and talk to a lawyer, you're not starting from scratch. Does it have the same sort of kind of effect when it comes to financial planning?
It is a tool.
Yeah.
We just need to remember it is a tool. It is not the all-ending and the be-all of what you need to know. The idea behind it is We use AI in some of our financial planning. There's tools that are out there. It's important that it's part of the planning conversation, but you can ask AI the same question every day for the next 5 weeks, and you're going to get a different answer. So it's important to use it as a tool, and we bring it up during our conversations. But if AI makes a mistake on your retirement plan, and 10 years from now your family is faced with a massive tax bill, whose fault is it? If you're working with a financial planner that's accredited and licensed, we are responsible because we are licensed. We carry insurance to make your family whole, whereas you're on your own.
Right, when it comes to that. This is a goofy question that I'm going to ask you, but I'm going to ask you anyway. This story that came out of Quebec. So a 20-year-old gal goes to the convenience store to get a pop and buys two scratch tickets.
Yep.
Wins a ticket that gives her the option of $1,000 a week for the rest of her life or $1 million. What would you do? She took $1,000 a week.
The reason they offer that is from an actuarial point of view, from a calculation, from a pure math perspective, they're about the same. You can make them work out the same. But when I asked three 20-year-olds in the gym this morning, they said if we took the money, we would blow it all, so we'd be better off to take the $1,000 a month. So
$1,000 a week.
But like you said, at the end of the day, my favorite answer to those is, it depends. What do you want to do? Where do you want to go? $1,000 a week, you could almost retire as a 20-year-old if you wanted to live on the beach in Aruba somewhere.
Costa Rica.
Yeah.
I mean, $1 million from an investment strategy, you take that money out right now, especially if you're a young person, you could really make that work.
Oh, absolutely. We would be able to replace that $1,000 a week income for the rest of their life and probably never touch the million and be able to leave it as a legacy to their family or a charity or do other things. So, but you give $1 million to a 20-year-old, it's pretty hard for them to not have every friend in the world.
Yeah. Well, and then actually the story talked about a bit about the psychological part of this as well. But let's be honest. Money is tied to emotion and psychology, 100%. And it's like it's all intertwined. There's no
100%.
We are live here at the Crop Show. Before I let you go, Darren, thanks, by the way, for coming down here. I appreciate you actually coming to the show. But you've got some ag expertise in your team when it comes to financial planning.
Yeah, we have a team of 10 people, and we recently in the last year we've actually hired, we're very excited, a young fellow. His name is Caleb, and not only is Caleb an accredited financial advisor, he's worked in the ag industry. His family farms. He farms with his family. He farms with his dad, his uncle, and still his grandfather, which is typical. And so not only is he there planning with us, he's living the life. So
yeah, that's good. Well, it's all part of the team you get with my friend Darren Ulmer here, president of White Owl Financial, financial planner with Sun Life. Darren, I appreciate you coming in as always.
Thank you, always a pleasure.
Yeah, thanks, my friend. Okay, we are going to continue on. We'll take a break. We're live at the Crop Production Show. Lots left to talk about. I mentioned we've got a great guest coming up on strategy and probably implications behind what the talk is on Greenland. That is coming up before the top of the day today at noon, and lots more here, including Saskatchewan's smartest radio listener ahead at 11 o'clock on 980 CJME and 650 CKOM.